Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. And it's my pleasure to continue to introduce you to our good friend Terry Neese, one of the great Americans that I know, the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. I encourage you to check that out. Terry, today's Election Day. And 142 years ago, America went to the polls and made a decision about which direction they were going to go. They were going to take the country. Were we going to be a nation that was going to have slavery, or a nation that was not going to have slavery? And we went to the polls and we voted, and we America elected Abraham Lincoln, and the rest is history. Now, my analogy of this comparing it to 2012 is only to compare the moment, not the issue. But in my opinion, we're at another moment like that in America where Americans are going to decide today what kind of an America do we want going forward. Do we want an America where the government is, we look to the government to hand us more things, to give us more things, and to look more like Europe? Or do we want an America that has, where there's more self-determination, more entrepreneurship, where American exceptionalism is not only real but celebrated? I think those are the choices today. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, and you know, I'm in Oklahoma. Most people think that Oklahoma is very Republican. We are not. We are a Democrat state. There are more Democrats in Oklahoma than there are Republicans.
Most people don't know that.
No, we're very Democrat. As a matter of fact, you couldn't elect a Republican in this state 10 years ago. It was impossible.
Wow.
So, with that kind of information, coming from home base here, I will tell you that Oklahomans believe that less government interference in our lives is better for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And these are Democrats. And so whether you're Democrat or Republican doesn't matter. What you need to think about is, do you want government intervening in your life? Do you want more taxes or less taxes? Do you want to keep more of your money so you can go buy what you want to buy?
Well, unless,
or do you want to give that money to the government?
And then the taxes thing, let's make sure that, you know, a lot of times people think that less taxes is a Republican soundbite or talking point. But the point is, folks, how about just a government that uses our taxes wisely?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about spending and where that money's really going. And if you, as an ordinary citizen out here, had the government's checkbook, what would you cut and what would you spend your money on? I believe many of us could go into the government and make significant cuts.
Oh, yeah. You and I could whip it into shape in about 6 months. But, you know, the other thing, Terry, is to an audience of small business owners, I'm really attracted to any candidate, Democrat or Republican, who has made a payroll.
Right.
Who knows what it's like to make a payroll against all odds, week after week, month after month. I'm attracted to that kind of person because I believe even if I don't agree with them on every other issue, that background will serve this nation and the marketplace well. What do you think?
Well, you've made a very good point. You know, let's take the parties off the table. And what everyone needs to do is decide who they want to vote for based on, do they match my values?
Right.
Do they believe in what I believe in? And are our values in line with one another? And if they are, then that's the person that you should vote for. And if they aren't, then that's the person you should vote against.
And I'm gonna put a fine point on this, folks. I don't want to dance around it. President Obama wants more government, higher taxes. He's talked about taxing millionaires and billionaires. That's class warfare, ladies and gentlemen. That's not that. That's one direction for the country. Mitt Romney is the man who has made a payroll. And yesterday I heard him say, vote for love of country. That's the kind of sentiment I want in the White House. And I do think it's important, Terry, that we declare, and I'm declaring, that today I'm going to vote for Mitt Romney.
Well, you know, freedom and free society, free markets is the way to go. No other country in the world has succeeded that didn't have a free market economy.
That's exactly right. Hey, Terry, I got to wrap it up. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for your leadership.
Thank you, and everyone go to IEEW.org, click on Earl Neese Scholarship Fund, and let's keep this ball rolling.
And that money, by the way, goes to help bring these women over from Rwanda and Afghanistan to help them promote entrepreneurship around the world. That's what it's for.
And build civil societies. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Terry. See you next time. Be safe.
Okay.
Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, signing off by saying God bless America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.